Check, that's Joe Budden, right? The mic check, mic check.
We're live, so it doesn't matter what the fuck you do.
Oh, shit.
Check, check, check. We are back, baby. We are back. Whoa, what's going? Yeah, we gotta, you know, get the levels right.
We on the Bob Barker microphone. Google that.
Yeah.
Bob Barker. Because I forgot my equipment at home.
We have no headphones. We don't even know the song is fucking playing. I got a Jean-Claude Van Damme kickboxer, if you ever seen that movie.
Let me tell you how happy I am to see you right now, though, bro.
That's enough of that.
Yo.
Yeah, man.
Look who's here in the flesh.
Look who's here in the flesh.
International Ash.
That what sounds... That might change my username to that.
International Ash. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? You up, yo, bro. Listen, these last two podcasts, we didn't have too much ground level conversation. You did the interview, the tarot card joint, but now we get to kick the shits again, man.
Yeah, man, we're back.
Yes.
We're here to fuck up the airwaves.
Everybody put on your t-shirt. If you have your t-shirt next to you, wave that shit in the air. And for the five people who are out of state, I apologize. It is getting to you soon. It is getting to you soon.
It's COVID.
Yeah.
We're socially distancing your shirts
and
from
that,
you.
And it's like, what is it, $19 to ship a free t-shirt. So it's a little unmotivating, but it's free. So
like, you get it when you fucking get it.
We love you, though. We love y'all, though, for real, for real.
How is your time away from the pod?
My time away from the pod, I actually got promoted to head trainer of the gym I work at, F45. My time away was very productive. I just put my head down. I work. I don't need no pat on the back because I'm just doing what I love to do. And as you see, my voice is gone again. Hey, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. My voice is gone because I give y'all every bit. I feel like I'm at a performance. Every time I coach a class, I feel like I'm on a show. I feel like I'm throwing I'm at the Barclay or something like that. Madison Square Garden. Staples Center.
I was at Staples.
I was outside.
I was outside of Staples.
You was outside of Staples?
Yes, because they have all that shit all blocked.
Oh, you got to let us go to Staples Center, man.
They got
to
let me in. They don't want to let me in. Yeah. Mexico was fun.
Yes, let's get into that. So we do have... Shout out to Brian. Brian, you guys, where's the topics, man? All right, Brian, we'll give you some topics, man. All right, Ash in Mexico, I'm up for that topic. We're going to start that out.
I wrote Ash a topic. Mexico. By the time you heard this, you probably would have seen it. We'll probably talk about it later.
I can't wait.
So Mexico was fun. Getting into Mexico is very easy. Getting out of Mexico is very difficult.
It's because they have a lot of stuff that's legal over there that they don't want you bringing back, correct? I don't know the whole formality.
I don't know, but it was just a pain in the ass. Like, we didn't go in through the main border.
Yeah.
We went in through, like, a side border.
There's such thing.
It is. I didn't know that.
You put me on the new shit. You put me on.
I didn't even know. Like, right before the border, there's, like, this currency thing where you could just exchange money and stuff.
Okay.
I did real-life Forex.
Hey, there you go. Now you can tell people to sign up to your fucking Forex team because you've done it before, right?
Yes.
Fucking annoying.
So I did that, and then from there, we went through Ensenada. We went to this beautiful hotel for a few days. We went to this one spot called a Bufadora. If you ever go to Ensenada, you gotta go to the Bufadora. It is literally like India Square, but just like Mexican food. Because we're Mexican.
I know the food was fire.
Well, I didn't eat because the shit that they had was like stuff that I don't eat.
All meat derived.
Yeah, but my cousin wanted to go to this spot all the way at the end of the Bufadora.
Okay.
And it was like these clams, it was like, you know, they gutted out the clams and then they added like rice. They added some shrimp.
That sounds really
good. They
added
some cheese and like you could tell this is some street shit because they had this shit cooking like, you know, outside. Lady took a hair dryer and just started blowing the heat from the bottom so the cheese could melt on the rice and the shrimp. And they added like some of their sauce. That shit look glorious.
Yo, street food, man. You got to be creative.
Yeah.
I'm a little afraid of where they wash their hands when they got to piss and all that. But other than that, the food is pretty tasty, man.
Nah, shit was... top notch. You know what they say? The more dangerous the place, the better the food.
Yo, Yo, we're going to talk about that later. I don't want to go off on a tangent. I would have went off on a wild tangent because I had the halal carts.
Oh, yeah, but there's only one halal cart in Jersey City that you could trust.
Commuter Pole on the West Side.
The gas station.
I take it. Yeah, now, Dunkin' is pretty good, too.
Nah.
They just take long.
Nah. No? If it ain't the one by the BP gas station, that ain't
it. I have to agree with you. I went there last night.
Yes. When I used to, like, indulge in, like, eating chicken and shit, that was, like, the go-to.
You can get salad over salad.
I can, but it's not the same.
Hell no, it ain't the same. Rice over salad?
Yes.
They can look at you crazy.
Yeah. But that was cool. Getting back home was a pain in the ass because we tried to cross the border and, like, the small border, but they closed that shit at 2. And we got there at 2:04.
Oh,
so we had to drive
shit
all the way to TJ and, like, Tijuana.
Oh, TJ. And, like, yeah.
My bad. I feel like
I'm Mexico hash now, TJ. What the fuck is that?
So we drive there, and like there's the entrance for you to get online to get to the border.
Yeah.
But they blocked it. So I'm like, come on, man. Like, I got to get through.
Come on, man.
Yeah. So I'm driving like in this crazy circle, like a figure eight. And eventually a police officer pulls me over. So I'm thinking he's going to let me in. And he's trying to give me a fucking ticket.
A ticket, huh?
Yes. Well, and they warned me about this, too, when I was going out there. It's like the people, the cops in Mexico, they like to give you tickets so they could kind of make money off you. Because so, it's not like here where, like, you know, you got to go to court or you got to pay it online. It's like, no, you give me the cash, like, right now.
Ah, you smart bastards.
Yeah. So
dirty,
I was like,
motherfucker.
Yeah, I was like, come on, man. Like, the fuck? I'm trying to go home.
I got
to
pay someone, man. Not good enough.
Nah, so I had like $3. I felt like Patrick from SpongeBob.
Why? Because
there's a meme. He's like, I have $3. And I literally had $3.
$3.
So he looked mad. He was just like, just go. So he let me through. Yeah. It took us 7 hours to get home.
Wow.
But we were like at the border. And it's just like, you're driving. And then the border is not like, you know, just like traffic jam. It's like people are at the border selling you shit. So anything you could think of, they sold.
Wow. That's actually, it's like, so they were basically at, when you check out at Marshall's, that little section before you leave.
Yes.
They sell you everything before you go to that register.
Yes. It was like that. The one thing that was like, you ever remember All That as a kid?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you remember Sag and Bag and Barry?
Holy shit. Damn, Sag and Bag and Barry. You're going to have to bring it back. A lot of
it's
people
Kenan
listen,
Thompson
man,
when he used to wear like really oversized pants.
Okay,
and, like,
yeah,
he
yeah.
Shit,
yeah.
He'll just pull it out of his pants.
Yeah.
That was there was a Sag and Bag and Barry in Mexico.
Oh, man, mad shit in his pants.
But he only had like one item, but it was just, he had dogs.
Get the fuck out of here.
He had a trench coat. This nigga looked like April O'Neil.
April O'Neil. Ninja Turtles,
the, yes,
if y'all don't
yes.
know.
And the Ninja Turtles with the fucking trench coat. And like he comes and he's banging on my fucking window. And like it's COVID. So you know it's 6 feet. Like I'm not opening the window. And he pulls through his trench coat without looking in to like pull. He pulls out a dog. And I'm like, no.
That is nuts.
It was a black dog. So then he was like, oh, you don't want black. He's talking to me in Spanish. So he's looking at me, stuffs the black dog back into the trench coat, pulls out a white dog.
Yo,
and I'm just like, you can't. No. He was like, oh, you don't want white? He stuffs the white dog back into the trench coat, pulls out a brown dog. And I was like, this guy's really good with his inventory.
Yeah.
Because you're not looking to see, like, you know, where you're stuffing these dogs.
Pulling out dogs. Don't let Peter hear that shit. They'll go over there and
yeah. Who let the dogs out?
That guy apparently Carlito let the dogs
yeah,
out.
Yeah, man. I was like, what in
Carlito's
the entire
way.
Fuck?
Yo, that's wild.
Yeah. So after that's that wild. Happened, we finally crossed the border. We were running low on gas, so I get to the gas station, and there was this beautiful gas attendant. That was at the...
They had a gorgeous gas station attendant woman?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, let me get 20 on regular at like pump number 4. Because I forgot. It's not like here where they pump your gas.
They pump, yeah.
You got to do the shit yourself.
Yeah, 20 in work, yeah.
So then she's like, she charges me, but the fucking gas pump doesn't work. So I'm like, what type of fucking operation are you running here?
So you just take your money, you ain't getting no gas.
Yeah. So then I go to another fucking pump. It don't work either. So I'm like, now I'm getting perturbed. Because it's like, yo, I'm hungry. I just crossed the fucking border.
There's a lot going
like,
on.
Like, I just want gas and I want to take a piss.
Yeah.
And they don't have a bathroom.
If you piss, they probably would have beat the shit out of you, threw you back in the Mexican jail.
Yes. No, but shit. I'm already in San Diego at this point. I crossed the border.
They would have brought you back, man.
They would have brought me back.
They would have brought you back.
So then eventually she came and we got it resolved and I got her number.
Hey.
Yes.
What was her name?
Her name was Jimena. With an X.
Jimena. Jimenez?
No, X in the front.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know you are super Hispanic when they had, when they're like the Ziomara or yeah. Jimenez.
Is with an X, yes.
What?
Yes.
That is wild. I would have like, Zemina? Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Zemina.
So I was like, so yeah, she held it down. She told me I'm welcome to go to San Diego. She'll give me a tour.
That's our next trip? Oh, no, you got to take that by yourself. You got to take that. Well, you know what? Be careful.
Yes.
Him and I might be selling body parts. You know what I'm saying? How they do out there in Mexico, they're going to trade your living in for a dog.
The dog that I almost bought from Carlito.
I want the brown dog. So
from Carlito.
Carlito needs a lung.
Yes.
And Zemina is going to get it for me.
Yes. They're all in cahoots.
Yo, that's funny as hell. Yo, wow.
So Mexico. Then, that was just Mexico. So getting to LA, the flight I had was a flight from hell.
Well, you in a how it was like a Spirit?
It was Spirit.
There you go.
That was my
problem.
They
really lived down to their name, huh?
Yes. Yes. It was man. Fucking I don't even know where to begin. Like that day I flew out, it was snowing.
Oh, wow.
The plane it froze.
Wait, from where? From
from Newark.
Oh, it's, okay. So when you got there, wow, you're fucked.
Yeah, they took an hour and a half to de-ice the plane.
I don't think I would have took that flight.
I was asleep.
Oh my god!
I woke up and I was still
I'm awake until the motherfucking plane actually leaves and we're mid-air and that's not taking.
No,
that.
I thought I was gonna be in mid-air. I was
like, you woke up, you're still on the ground.
Yes, I was upset. So wow. then I went to Atlanta because I had like a 50-minute layover.
Yeah.
So I went, used the bathroom, did all that shit, and I'm sitting down to my next thing to go to LA, and this girl almost throws up on me.
Wait, all right. So before I go further, this is on the way?
On the way to LA. All
right. So you skipped the whole, you started at Mexico, went back to Jersey, now we're going back to LA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What I tell stories
the
backwards.
Fuck? You tell yes. that shit forwards, backwards, upside down.
Yes, as we should.
That's funny as hell, though. You started in Mexico, came back to Jersey, now we're going to LA.
Yes.
That is funny as hell. Yes. All right,
so I've learned over the years that when I go to LA, I only buy one-way tickets.
Just in case?
No, because what happens is I'll go with one purpose, and then five other things happen.
Okay, like it happened now.
Yes. That yeah. It's like, oh, fuck, I leave this day, but this is a good opportunity.
Yeah.
So I just buy one-ways, and when I feel like, you know, I'm at my, you know, peak,
that's
I just
very
leave.
Smart of you, because you were out there, you stuck for another extra, 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, the last week was because I had issues at home.
Oh, the house situation?
Yeah.
They weren't fixing your shit fast enough?
Yeah, but yeah. The second week I stood was because I was with my cousin and we were dancing at a H Mart. And
yeah. That's the Asian supermarket, right?
Yes.
Yo, H Marts have the fire vegetables.
Yeah, but we weren't going there for vegetables. We were going there for snacks.
Oh, they got what you call it, the high chews and all that?
Yeah, they do have high chews.
I love high chews, man. High chews are popping.
But yeah, some lady discovered us and we might be on a game show.
Oh.
Maybe.
That's the one you sent me the application for and they probably looked at it and spit on it?
Probably, yeah.
Personal trainer, no personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little do they know, I am a fool.
Yes.
I would have been cool on there, man. But it's cool. Because if y'all get on there, we all plug as a happy family. I'll be in the crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll be the one with no shirt on holding up a sign. That's my people. I'm definitely getting kicked. I might get my spin off after I do that.
Yes.
Oh,
oh God.
The table.
Jesus Christ. We don't have a budget for that.
Sorry, Sarah. I didn't mean to destroy the table.
But yeah, that was LA in a nutshell. And now I'm back.
Welcome back, man. It's good to have you back, man.
I'm glad I missed all the snow and all the cold.
That's some bullshit. We put up with all that bullshit.
Yes. Y'all did that, so I don't have to go through that.
Yeah, we put up with the bullshit. You know what I mean? It was like, I mean, at this point, even at this age, I'm still like, yo, fuck this shit. It feels brand new every time. Why? I ask why.
Yeah.
I don't deserve this. Who does? Then you got people that love snow. I'm like, well, as a kid, yeah. As an adult, when you got shit to do and you got park places, I wish I had a blowtorch.
My friend has one.
I wanted to borrow it. I should have hit him up. I should have went on Instagram. Y'all give you $50. I
told you just got verified.
Yeah.
Because of the blowtorch.
I would have got verified. Like, yo, this man is living in 2025. He's over there blowtorching snow. I'm over here catching a flick before they hit the floor. Just fucking going nuts. So, yeah, I'm glad to have you back, man.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, my boy back in the gym with it. Remember the last two we got his tarot cards read?
Yes.
I felt a little somber when you weren't here. Like, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? But now that we're back and we're having these conversations, we can revamp. Like, we're revamping. But you need to take a time out. Sometimes you hope people... We hope that you guys missed us.
Y'all better have.
So now we back with the bullshit. I hope that didn't pop in the microphone.
It probably did.
Y'all got to see. Please Google Bob Barker. That's the microphone I have. Let a tootsie pop.
We work with what we have.
Now, let's get on a subject. Let's Lottie be this. You guys have no subjects. I wish we said that.
Well, if you ever read the fucking preface of... The podcast, it says what the show is about.
So Ashley would have been like, why don't you guys have subjects? I'm like, why don't you read about why we don't have subjects?
Well, for the new listeners, that. This podcast is about nothing.
Oh, wait, guess who's calling me?
Oh, yeah, you know the rules.
Wait, it can't be curses.
You got, yeah, yes,
all right,
you
hold
can.
Hold on, hold on. Let's go.
You got to put towards the mic because we're poor.
Sarah, we're live on a podcast. Talk to me.
I knew you were live, so I'm home because the man got me and I have my court date.
Oh, the man got you and you had your court date. Wait, are you getting locked up?
I wish.
Oh, my what?
Well, it would be free food. I get to work out all the time.
You actually
the food in jail is trash. Take it from someone who's been there.
Yeah, you gotta make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and dry oodles noodles.
That's my favorite, guys. Turn around.
Hello,
look
Sarah.
On my
yo,
desk.
Come on. Yo, you really are the me make lemons and lemonade type of person.
I would love some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day. That would be awesome.
Jail peanut butter.
Yeah, so I need to find out what we're talking about today because I'm home, so this is fair.
Yeah.
So what are you guys talking about?
No, well, today, Ash explained his excursion of getting into Mexico, which was being cool, but getting out was a whole process, and a man selling him random dogs out of a trench coat.
Dogs?
Yeah,
dogs?
He had dogs, like dogs, in a trench coat.
Did he have Frenchies?
What kind of dogs?
He had a pit bull.
Just mutts, a bunch of mutts.
Yeah, they look malnourished.
they look like they were skipping meals.
Well, he had
for 10 cents a
trench coat,
day.
Guys. I mean, they had to be a little skinny.
I'm pretty sad that those dogs had to go through that, but people got to make it, how they got to get it, how they live it, you know?
Yeah, so that's it? That's all you guys are doing?
Yeah, we're about to get into a subject matter of females being stuck in Atlanta, but they make it look glorious on the way there. Like, I have all the money in the world, but now they're starting these GoFundMe pages. So this is when stunting goes wrong. Yeah, I got it. Somebody's taking care of me. Yeah, they get to Atlanta. Nobody taking care of you. Now you're stuck in Atlanta. And you're starting a GoFundMe page for a flight back home.
Why are they in Atlanta? This isn't a third world country. This is Atlanta.
No, but they went there for All-Star Weekend to try to hopefully get an NBA player. And it backfired.
Oh, so you should have probably bought a round-trip ticket just in case.
They're at our point exactly. Were they planning on staying over there?
I don't know. Man, girls are crazy. This is why you guys are single.
This is exactly why we're though. We got to really point some certain things out.
Oh, international! It was International Businesswoman Day yesterday, right? I was too busy working to actually acknowledge it.
Well,
but
happy International Women's Month to you because you work extremely hard.
Well, I have to because of you guys. Oh, well, exactly. Like, I have your back.
Well, I have to. You know, I got yours.
I know you do, definitely. All right, well, I'll let you guys go. I'm going to work from home for the rest of the day, actually.
You deserve it.
And I called to tell you yesterday I was upset about your playlist during my class.
Oh, you were upset about my playlist? Why?
Listen, there are times where I love your playlist.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I just needed a couple of my songs to put me through that workout because I thought I was going to die. But I just want to say, I just talked to Karen about it. Even though I thought your playlist was trash yesterday, sorry, I love you so much, your vibe still pushed me through that class. Why, so regardless of what I felt, just wanted to point that out to you.
You know what? I owe you 3 songs for the next time you work out with me.
We are only allowed to give 1 song. Your plan is on air. We are only allowed to give 1 song per member. So
No. You get 3 because you run the place.
Oh, thank you.
Got you.
All right, I just want to let you know.
All right, I'm going to talk about my playlist at the end of this show.
It was trash. Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Yo, hold on now. Let me cover.
So I leave for 3 weeks and you out here playing.
She was fire, bro. I had nothing but club music.
Okay. Jersey Club?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sarah likes a little Disturbed. Trolling in my skin. That might be Slipknot.
I don't know what that is.
Might be Slipknot, but that's like heavy metal. I get it. I played EDM. I played Jersey Club. And if y'all know music, Diddy put out a fire album. Diddy put out a fire album with Dirty Money.
Yes,
Last Train to Paris.
That's a classic.
That's a classic.
I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
No, but the vibe, it was fast. And I gave a vibe. I gave reasons why. I feel like a DJ. As I'm correcting your form, let you know why the next song I'm putting on, it does what it does. I cut music off. If you guys never heard this album, you guys got to go back and listen to it. And at least 99% of the class was going off. I guess Sarah didn't like it. Everybody was like, you know just what to do. Just go listen to that album. All right, let's go back to that subject of people stuck in Atlanta.
Women stuck in Atlanta.
Oh, women.
Oh, there was a guy stuck in Atlanta, too.
Fucking fool. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, hold on. I have that, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. Being stuck. I'm going to tell you why it pisses me off. Because if a dude did that shit, we would look simple, poor. You ain't got no house. You ain't got no... They assume this.
He did a GoFundMe for some hotel and some za.
What's za?
Weed.
He's a fucking fool. You fucking idiot.
At least he was honest about it.
How would you honestly just don't do something? Just don't.
That's true.
Fucking do it.
That is
why
true.
Why you stuck in Atlanta? Because you went out there. Because
they got bros in
Atlanta. I'm gonna assume. I'm gonna make myself an ass by assuming. Shorty went out there looking for a fucking come up.
Mm-hmm.
And it all came down.
Well, if it's up, then it's stuck.
Yeah, well, she was fucking down and stuck. Fucking fool. Look. Hey, that's not even a part of the grind, putting yourself out there trying to get a quick come up. Like, come on, man, you look pathetic. And then you had the cute picture on the side. And the picture wasn't even facing up. You have to turn it to see who the fuck it was.
She don't even look good.
And you love women from, you know.
I do.
Yeah, like you love black women, right?
I do.
And for you to say that, I love black women too. 1,000%. I'm actually made of multicultural arts. If you have a good head on your shoulder and you can speak some English, baby.
If you could give good head on your shoulders.
Oh, my God. That was a good one. Oh, my God.
I'm here. I'm back. Look,
I actually thought she was kind of cute, bro. Can you pull the picture back up?
Oh, I got to look for it.
It don't matter how you look. If you're a woman and you fucking stuck, you fucked
up. That might be the cover art.
But having Ash saying that I don't think she was cute, Ash has a thing for some beautiful black woman, baby. Oh, yeah.
As I try to look for this, continue talking to the people about these hoes.
Okay, so I ignore a lot of those hoes. You know what I'm saying? I don't paint red flags in that certain aspect. I see a lot of signs, and I run away from this shit. You know what I'm saying? But to be stuck in Atlanta and then try to beg your way back—that's pretty.
Come
bad.
On, man. She ain't look all that.
She's kind of cute, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you. You got the baby hairs brushed to the side.
Well,
she's kind of cute, bro. Nah? I want y'all to look up this picture and y'all tell me. I think she's kind of cute. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I don't know. I'm not jacking this. I'm not jacking Yaz the Stallion.
She has the nerve Yaz the Stallion?
That's her name. That might be the name of this episode.
Stay the fuck down there in Atlanta, man. We don't need no more stallions over here. Oh, yeah,
then it's my guy over here, you know.
I'm lying. Here we go.
It's my guy.
Wait, 1 minute. Help me get a telly in Za. I'm homeless only for tonight. His goal was only $5?
Yeah. I almost felt like giving him a 5. I got 5 on it.
This is bad. Yo, people, as a people, we have to do better, man.
We got
to
do worse.
Hey, look, I know the whole don't have no shame in your game, but sometimes that game you're playing is fucking stupid, man.
Well, stupid. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Good, yeah, exactly. Have some more pride in what you stand for. You out here begging for, there's people out here that really need to go fund me for cancer treatment or to help bury a loved one. Your dumb ass out here trying to get weed in a fucking hotel room, and this one got a one-way ticket to Atlanta trying to get hitched by an NBA dude and fail miserably.
She should have took the bus. Suck.
And then she got the nerve to ask for $1,500. Was you trying to get first class? Get the fuck out of here.
She should have took the China bus.
Exactly. What's China bus? Like $75?
It depends where she's going.
Where's the family members at? Yo, let me hold a couple dollars so I get back.
I know a China bus to... Was it North Carolina? Is like $12.
You get the fuck out of here. Then take a day trip. But yo, if you ain't got it, don't go. Now, if you said you were robbed or it's just I'm just stuck in Atlanta and I just tell the real plan. You fucked up because that's stupid. Hit some family members up. I'm hitting somebody up like yo, sell me a couple dollars, I'll give it back. But this is asking for $1,500. First of all, you're trying to get some probably a great meal. You trying to get a great meal.
I ain't gonna lie, Atlanta got some good meals.
What happened?
They got good meals in
Do they have a Papado down there? That's only in Texas.
I think that's only in Texas.
Papado is a seafood spot that I kept seeing and still didn't get to visit while I was down there. Shout out to Papado's, man. I'm going down there. There's an X in Papado. Sound like Shorty? Jimena?
Yeah.
Papado.
Oh, with an X?
E-A-U-X.
Papadox?
Yeah. Everything always comes around full circle.
Yes.
Papado, Jimena.
Yeah.
The same fucking person gave them the same names. But yeah, yo, my voice is on, my throat is on fire. Pause, because I coach a lot. So I need like 2 seconds to drink some juice or something like that. I need 2 seconds. Go ahead, bro.
There's no fucking juice in that cup, by the way. Jesus Christ.
You heard that.
That's the sound of like air.
Struggle.
Yes.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe. I need new juice.
You should start a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
I'm working on a business venture. When I was in Atlanta, I was talking to Panama because we were shooting guns.
Shooting guns.
We were, and we realized that there's like a national like bullet shortage going on.
Yeah.
So I thought,
why is there a bullet shortage?
Because everybody wants to buy guns, and you know,
motherfuckers are getting innocently shot in the street. That's why, too. Motherfucker.
That's true. That's true as well.
Yeah.
But I want to start a platform. I want to start a GoFundMe for my new app that I'm trying to start.
Okay.
It's called Glock X.
Glock X.
Yes.
You are a fucking fool.
I want to buy and resell guns and bullets.
That's just like a fire-ass video game.
Yeah, Glock X.
Glock X.
Yeah.
Glocks. Now we're going to use the X, right?
Yeah.
Clocks.
But yeah.
So what's you and Panama's
business plan?
Yeah.
I just came up with the name. That's as far as we got.
5-year plan. Okay, cool. Portfolio now.
Just the portfolio is, where's this manila folder at?
This is random. I'm going to move some gummy bears. I don't know why.
Some edibles?
No. You don't need, man. I know edibles. Some regular shit. Some exotic joints from the gas station. But, yeah. All right. That's random. All right. So, are we done with this Atlanta subject?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean.
Because we.
But this happens way too often. Every All-Star year game season, there's a bunch of hoes that travel.
Yo, a lot of this shit that gets glorified or cracked on now, it's been going on forever, but social media catches everything now.
So yeah.
People have been stupid for a long time.
People will continue to be stupid.
But these phones are exposing the stupidity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm the brightest fucking crayon in the box or the brightest star in the solar system. Do I do dumb shit? Yeah. Men naturally do dumb shit. If it wasn't for the Wright brothers, would we be flying? It was fucking stupid, but we flying now.
Yeah.
Half the light bulbs they get put up are way too high for certain people to reach. So men build these ladders and almost die putting up the light bulb. But we have light.
Yes.
You feel me? But it ain't about us men.
It is International Bitches Month.
Oh, God. I have nothing to do with that statement.
Emphasis on bitches.
He was waiting on that. He licked his lips and made sure he was like,
I had the LL Cool J like.
Bow. Yo, you were waiting for that shit.
Yes, I was. I'm playing.
It's National Women. Yo, shout out to my mom, my aunt, my sister, aunts. My one sister. Shout out to all the women I know that are very... They say you can't live with them, but you can't live without them, right?
Well, shout out to my mom. That's as far as
shout
it goes.
Shout out to mom, dude.
Fuck all my aunts.
Oh, God. See, I ain't got no beef like that, man.
Yeah, I have beef. I'm vegetarian, but I got all the beef.
Hey,
fuck these bitches.
I'm the only vegetarian with beef. Damn, yeah. Bars.
Yeah, fuck these bitches.
So, oh, God. Fuck my titties.
Nah, yeah, for real.
Yeah, but yeah, shout out to all the women out there that are just all women. You guys are stronger than you know. You guys
and sidebar,
like
I have some episodes with some cool women that I might post throughout like the next few weeks in honor of International Women's Month.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I just have been trying to get settled.
You got you did the model in California, correct?
Yes.
And you did the lead singer of a rock band.
Yeah, I just posted her last week.
Fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
And I'm doing an interview with someone that works in the sports field. That's a female as well. So be on the lookout for that.
I want to try to get an email. I want to try to get an interview with one of the dancers from the strip club I work at.
That is important. That is essential work.
And I protect women whenever somebody gets out of hand.
Yeah.
I don't condone what they do.
I condone.
I would never let my child.
Someone has to entertain the men of America.
I know, but it's just like, yo, I'm so into women empowerment and I feel bad that some of these women resort.
They're empowering themselves. One clear heel at a time.
One clear heel. There's one girl there that has like shotguns as heels.
Yeah, from Glock X.
Oh shit! Right onto the sneakers.
Yes.
Stock X Glock. Hey,
yeah, yeah.
Yo, one clear heel at a time is something different.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
what
you know,
in the fuck.
One clear heel at a time.
There was one dancer who put me on because you know I had two knee surgeries, so I have a little knee pain here and there. She gonna come out and pass me. It's not Bengay. It's another cream. She came out smelling like a 75-year-old man, but she was busting mad moves on that pole. It's a yellow tube with red writing on it.
That sounds like
Bengay. She said this helps. So she like moisturized her body and started busting mad moves on the pole. I said, I got to get me some of that shit. I got a basketball game in the morning. I was like, oh, this shit is fire.
She looks like she lathers in Bengay.
It was like something she got from over. It wasn't like no, it wasn't Bengay. It wasn't Biofreeze. It was might have been Asper Cream. Asper Cream. You smell your 75, but when she started busting that shit, I said, I got a tournament in the morning. I went, can I borrow that? Yeah, I got a whole bunch in my bag.
She just pops them out like, here,
yeah,
travel size.
She got a whole shitload, yeah. I take this everywhere with me. It's flammable, be careful. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's good to be back, man.
Yeah, man. So... I had a topic. I put a poll up. I seen someone answered my questionnaire. People have been. Damn, I got a little bit of a. Then what I got over here?
There you go. I love when you pull out the polls, man. Poll.
Okay, so everyone's kind of saying no. All right, that's fine. Which is good.
It's 100% on the no.
Yeah, it is 100% on the no, which is fine. Right. So, the way I got to this question, which I'm gonna ask now, is should women normalize sharing the men that they want? Now,
what in the fuck is that?
All right, let me give you the backstory.
I'm about to black out.
No.
What the fuck kind of question is that?
No, so this is the situation. So this is guy. His name is Kevin Samuels.
Yes.
He's a piece of shit.
Is he what they call an incel?
I don't even know what that is.
That's a new, the incel is a person that degrades women.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is.
He's an incel.
Coming from a former incel.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Because well, mine was more like, you know, I had like learned that I was doing it, and then once I realized,
you fixed it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope.
Yeah. So I know when you listen to the Vagabonds podcast, you'll hear all that stuff I've said in the past. The cancel, it's coming. I'm getting canceled soon. Anyway, these women come on this platform, and you know, essentially. like, he'll start every question with women asking him what their dress size is, which I feel is fucking irrelevant. And, like, basically just puts women down. So it got me to thinking, because, you know, I'm vertically deficient.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, most of my friends are taller than me. Well, mostly everyone's taller than me.
Yeah.
And, you know, women typically like tall, dark, handsome, or just tall. That's real thing. Like, if you're five anything, you're fucked. So,
we'll defy the odds on that for you, old man. I'm going to help you all out.
So, no, and I even asked my ex, who's like 4'9", and she also wants someone who's 6 feet. I'm like, what the fuck? Yes.
Lolo.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here, Lolo. You are.
Like, you're fine with, like, then I was asking another friend who's 4'11". She's like, I don't date anyone. I don't want no 5'4". I'm like, what's wrong with 5'4"? I'm not 5'4", but that's not the point. She's like, oh, I don't want to put on heels and wear the same height. Well, what the fuck is wrong with that?
Oh.
See, and that's the thing. So, you know, the crop of men that are like 6 feet and up are not, you know, it's not, there's not too many tall people in the world.
Well,
the average height is 5'10". So if that's average, that means that's kind of what most is. Right. And then down.
Yeah.
And then I feel like in order for you to like level the playing field, you have to be rich. Like, if you're five anything and you're rich,
you gotta have five figures.
More than five.
I said at least.
No, five is just like, you know.
Can we make it a couple hundred grand a year? Comfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but.
I know six figures get you that million. Or is it seven? Am I my mother?
Yes.
Six figures is 100-something thousand.
Yes.
Everybody ignore me. I am off. Special ed math in the building. I was talking too fast. I don't want no fucking five figures.
No.
I want six figures and up. Wow. Guys, please ignore that.
So, you know, and we were going through the list of ugly and short people, and they all have something in common. They're either rich and famous or just one or the other.
Yeah, because money, as a man, I see another man like, yo, you look crazy and you got this beautiful woman. Money makes certain people attractive.
Yes.
You know what I'm
saying?
So,
that's why I came with this question.
Yeah.
Women, and typically, you know, I feel like monogamy is almost like non-existent.
Motherfuckers.
Yes. So, if all these women want 6 feet and up, and they really won't give five anything a chance, should women normalize liking the men that they want?
What do you mean, sharing
like
them?
Like, sharing them,
Sharing them. Wow. Wow.
Like, because reading the question as itself is just
that
like.
That sounds nuts. So, but you gave a whole backstory.
That's what I'm saying. The idea is for you to listen to the like thing in its entirety, and then, like, you know, my breakdown. I mean, and it still could be no.
I think it's no. Because normalizing means you're just kind of giving up and just going with the flow type shit. I don't think it should be normalized. There'll be kinks and there'll be, you know, kinks here and there, but hell no, that should sound crazy. I don't think any woman should be happy with be playing second fucking fiddle to anybody. You know what I'm saying? If you have self respect for yourself, you're always gonna be.
You'd be
number
surprised.
One.
A lot of these women don't. A lot of these women fly to Atlanta.
Nah, you're right.
With a one way.
You're right, and a lot of these, and
they
I
don't
see
even
it.
Fly Spirit. They fly Frontier.
Oh my god! So there was a show that they were actually working on, supposedly, of these people having side people. It was gonna be a reality show of people having side guys, side females. So it's fucking sad that it's come to that. So it's like kind of like, if you can't beat them, join them type shit.
That's where I'm at right now.
Nah,
I only eat sides.
You're right, because the main course has meat in it. So you know, you just eat the sides. So on some real shit, yo, if I ever get into a relationship, I can understand when you're talking to a female. There's different levels, right? So if I'm talking to a female, you might be feeling some other guys out. It's cool. But if we're going to be having sex, then that side shit goes out the window, because now we're sharing body shit. Like, nah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't want you out there, like, coming to me after 2 days you had sex with somebody else. Like, I'm not going to lock it. Like, I understand if you want me to lock it down and I'm kind of slow on it. All right, cool. But keep it real. And I don't want to share body parts and shit. Like, that's not how I roll. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you can talk to other people. You're feeling it out. We went back to the starting five, one of our earlier podcasts.
Yes.
everybody plays their role. Me, I fuck up trying to be a player. I'll call you somebody's wrong name. I might put you on a group chat by accident and say good morning to everybody. Like, who the fuck are these five other females they're saying good morning to? Oh, they're part of my gym class.
Yeah.
Nah, that ain't gonna work. But no, they shouldn't normalize that shit. You're a queen. Be treated like a queen. Stop treating yourself like shit, and you won't be treated like shit, in my opinion. Okay?
Okay. No. I mean, I feel like it's different. Like the idea, like I said, women typically want 6 feet and up. Cause I just feel like me, for example, I like tall women.
Yeah, you do.
Tall women don't like me, but I like tall women.
You like tall women. I've seen you. Yeah. I've seen you some tall women.
I like the Amazonian.
Yeah. You like the Amazonian.
Yeah.
I
want to be dunked on.
I want to be put in the post.
Yes.
I want an entry pass to come from a point guard, and I want to be fucking yammed on.
Yeah, I like the yams.
So I'm gonna tell you something. So I thank God for my parents being tall. I'm 6'4", right? I'm 6'4". And now there's women who say that I'm black and Puerto Rican, but I'm very fair skinned. So there were women when I went to Bloomfield College that would say that. They don't date men as light as me, but because I'm tall, they made an exception. I said, what in the fuck is going on? I'll take
that,
it. I'm not going to say get the fuck out
called,
of here.
That is called pretty privilege.
I'm very humble about it. It's beautiful. How do I say it? Thank my parents for being decent looking human beings. I appreciate y'all. I take care of myself. I bathe once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Twice on Thursdays.
So I've been fortunate enough. I'm like, yo, I don't date men as light skinned as you, but since you're tall, I'll give it a shot. All right, cool. Whatever the fuck. So height has gotten me some privilege, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Like I said, so I don't know. There's some women out there that don't want people as tall as me.
Where?
Not everybody's cup of tea.
Where?
I don't know. They're out there.
I was in a room in Clubhouse the other day just to be in the audience.
Yeah.
Because I always like being in these rooms where like they shit on the short people because I just want to see the psyche of women. And one of the dudes, he was obviously, he made the cut in height, so he made it to the stage. And he's like, what's the cutoff for women in height? And all the women said there is no cutoff.
What do you mean? In terms of?
Height. They could be 7'7", and they don't care.
That's a little weird now. You can't even.
I'm just saying, like, there's no such thing as too tall.
Shit, there's some rides I can't get on. So if we go to the carnival together, I can't even. So you better fucking choose wisely if you want to do things together. So, wow. That's nuts.
That's what I'm saying. It gives me no hope.
Nah, there's hope. Get you a pair of them Skechers with that thick ass sole on it, man. You'd be all right.
That's why I have my hair always in a bun.
Rights. Oh, that shit gives you another 3 inches.
Yeah.
Over it. Maybe more than that. Some nice hair you got there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure women might be pissed that their hair care regimen may not be as fluid as yours neither.
Yeah.
That shit's shiny right now, man.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
That's about the only thing I have going for me right now is my hair.
That wow. You shouldn't
invite me. Because I'm 5'8", 5'9", when my hair is up. So I just always kind of go with the 5'9", because I usually have my hair up.
Could we run an experiment?
We can.
Let's.
I'm also 5'9" in width. So I'm at the gym, but I'm working on that.
We're gonna get you one glass slipper at a time. That shit gives you another fucking
one clear heel at a time.
Yo, every time a female at the club, they want to show me like, oh my god, you're so tall. And every time they want to show me how really short they are, they take off one heel and they go to like fucking 1'1". Like, what the fuck is that?
They just turn into a puddle of water.
Damn near kiss the floor. So yo, we should run an experiment. Let's download a dating app, and let's mesh our look. I'm gonna get a graphic designer, and we're gonna mesh our look, right? And we're gonna be Sash, right? Shane and Ash, Sash. And his height is gonna be 5'7" and a half.
5'7" and a half.
Yeah. And we're gonna see who fucking bites and who ignores. And Sash.
Yeah,
I'm vertically challenged, baby, but I make up in other ways.
Yeah, we lay down. We're all the same height when we lay down.
Oh my god, that's actually a good point.
But yeah, I just want to know people because they're gonna read the question. I'm like, no. I just hope that they listen to the pod. And
I might actually repost that.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, yo, when you See, here's the thing. What me and you can do, I'll have you, I'll put the question up, but you can explain. So it'll probably be like three Insta stories. Explain. So before you answer, ah, motherfucker, let's see where you're coming from with that, because...
I'm just playing devil's advocate. Because like I said, I come from the perspective that, you know, I didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
So
you make a lot of cuts, bro. Yo, you fly and you think, stop bullshitting, bro.
Well, that's just, and I'm lucky that I don't have the Napoleon complex, because that's a thing too with short people.
You just start.
Mostly short men.
You just start fighting people for no reason?
No, you know, short people, they got no reason to live.
What in the fuck is that?
You never heard that song?
No.
Oh, I'm going to play it. It's Randy Newman's, one of his greatest
guys
numbers.
Whatever the fuck you just said. Everybody is important on this earth, okay?
No, they're not.
Yes. Oh, all right. Not everybody. Yeah, there's some people that just need to get the fuck up out of here. But Randall Newman.
Let me see.
He got such a, that's a short name.
You never heard this?
It sounds like you got a friend in me.
That's the same guy.
Oh, so all his music is exactly the same? You got a friend in
me. I mean, most people's music are the same. Listen.
Short people got no reason. That's fucked up. This is depressing. I'm gonna tell you what.
That's enough before Randy Newman takes me down.
I'm gonna tell you what he did. That was genius though. He made a happy song. He took a depressing topic and made it happy. Think about what he did there. That was pretty genius. You're talking about, I basically want to kill myself because I'm short and I'm happy about it. And you're like, hold on. I don't mean that. Short people got no... It could have been like, short people have no reason to live. But this motherfucker said...
You should play that at the playlist tomorrow.
Yeah. To work out. Fuck. Sarah might be like, hell yeah. Turn that up. I'll find a club version. Short people, no reason. Lit. Yo, you gotta see the dances over here. Yo. All you missing is that glass slipper, my guy.
Oh, man. I should probably wear some clear heels, some clear platforms.
No, but you gotta paint them so they look like some boots,
some Tims.
You're a pair of Doc Martens with the extended fucking sole. You'll be flying, and all you gotta do is tie a flannel shirt around your waist. You'd be fucking hip.
Oh, man. So yeah, women normalize that shit. Sharing is caring.
Yo, look, I don't want to be shit, man. I'm not good at that shit.
I'm not good at it either, but I'm short, so I have to take what I can get.
Oh, come on, bro.
Ladies. Wait. Where's my guy, Val?
Yo.
You guys have not heard Val in a month.
This is for International Ladies Month. It's Ladies Day every day. Ladies Month. Ladies. Come in the room rat tailing everybody with a wet towel. Tap to the beat.
Absolutely. International Women's Month. Share.
All in all.
I want to be shared.
Nah, you're a monogamy guy. Get out of
here. I am a monogamy guy. I'm
you're
trash.
A good relationship dude, man. He said I'm trash.
I am.
I would love, like I said, in the talking
which goes back
process,
to-
it's like...
It goes back to the one thing I've been trying to bring up this whole time, and I always keep forgetting my fisherman and sniper analogy.
Perfect timing.
So,
Brian, we have another subject.
Yes,
another subject, Brian.
Yes, this, all those podcasts is about nothing. So my analogy for the fisherman and the sniper. I am a sniper. Like right now, I am currently sniping this one person in particular.
Yes.
She knows who she is. She doesn't listen to the show.
So check this out, guys. The sniper.
But I'm not going to say her name.
So the sniper analogy is when you focus in
on one
person.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Now the fisherman is.
The fisherman casts a wide net into the ocean.
Yes.
So when you bring up the net, like you have to sift through what you bring up. And you know, there's a lot of pollution in the ocean.
Yes.
So you might find like, you know, fucking like cans and fucking seaweed and then just garbage. And then maybe you'll find like a fish or two. But then you got to go through the fish and see if it's leaving like, you know, it's quantity.
All right. So what if, I am a fisherman at this point, but I fish selectively. Karen! Say hi, Karen.
Hi!
Yeah.
Hi.
Yes.
Should women normalize sharing the men that they want as a woman in the room? Now, let me preface this by saying, let me give you the whole rundown before you just answer no. Because that question in itself just sounds like a hard no. So, women, how tall are you?
5'1".
In men, what is your typical ideal in height that you want from a man?
6'1". 6'10".
Six ten. Okay, there's no, the taller the better.
Yes.
Okay, she's proving my point. This is perfect. Would you date someone 5'8", 5'8", 5'9"? Her face. Look at her face.
Yeah, okay, wait. If he's okay, maybe.
Okay, so the five anything has to work harder.
He gotta be gorgeous.
Yeah, no, gorgeous, like that plus like he has personality, his everything. Like everything has to be a 10 out of 10
Of course have a job, but what's the magnitude of a job?
Can he just have a regular job? Can he work at CVS?
Is $18.50
an hour? Good?
I mean, I don't discriminate.
So the job is not...
As long as he's stable. You know?
Okay. He's stable. So you said 6'1", 6'10", perfect. So there's not a lot of 6 anything in the world. The national average is 5'10". So 5 anything is bad, typically. Women, typically, you know, when you're looking for, oh, you got to be tall, dark, handsome, whatever. Should women share the men that they want? Because 6 up is like, you know, scarce. It's supply and demand.
Wait, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I played basketball in my life. There's a lot of fucking 6 foot people on this planet.
But 6 foot and up.
I was 6'4", and I was medium. Like,
I'm talking about
6'10", okay?
I'm talking about 6 foot and up. When you're 5 anything.
I play basketball. You know what? It's different for me. My walk of life, I've been playing semi.
How many Earl Boykins are in the league?
2.
Exactly.
Nah, it's all for you. Don't be shy.
Talk. Because you're representing the female demographic.
They can hear me.
Should women share the men that they want?
If it's with their own consent, then I guess.
Well, obviously it's consent, of course.
No, mother.
Okay, first of all, okay, it doesn't look good, okay? I have two perspectives. It doesn't look good. Like, why would you? Because if you want, when you have a man, you want them all for yourself. So, yes.
Typically. Basic,
so, yeah. But, exactly.
But it's not just
you know, like, people have threesomes. Like, people have, there's a throuple. Like, people have
a kerfuffle.
People have those type of relationships. So, you have to, like, think, like, damn, like, some people prefer to get both, and then other people just want to have their own thing, you know? I feel like I'm in a toxic.
So women should share the men that they want.
If they want. With their consent.
Well, of course. We're assuming the consent is always, yeah, like, a thing. We're not nasty fucks here. I just say nasty fuck shit, but I'm not a nasty fuck. But now, you see? She just proved my point. There's no such thing as too tall, right?
No.
Exactly.
Yo, there's some dudes out there that have draftism. So if you want some guys with some weird ass kneecaps, I mean, I'm only 6'4", got some weird kneecaps, but I'm just saying, they're tall. The tallest man in the world is fucking, he's like almost 8 feet. That's too tall.
No.
I'm telling you, bro.
Let us see what he looks. Look, go ahead.
Look, you have a phone. You have a phone right there.
You see George Mirosan? No. Tell you right now.
But that's what I'm trying to get at. You see? There's no such thing as too tall. Ladies, share the men that you want.
No.
Yes.
You want your own man.
You want your own man. But if you're willing to go into the pool, the dating pool, that, by the way, has COVID, he looks ugly.
Oh, his face long as hell.
He's almost 8 feet. Eight.
Okay, so if he had a nice face and he was 8 feet.
Yeah, I give you George Mirosan. Over New Bowl, God rest his soul. Look, that dude is almost 8 feet. That dude Richardson is about my height, all right? I'm 6'4", I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as too tall.
Look at his kneecaps. You want those kneecaps?
You can't.
Them shits are inverted. It's not normal.
This shits look like.
Don't share your man's, ladies. Do not share your man's.
No, but it's sharing the men that you want, not sharing your man.
Yeah, but What if that becomes your man?
Well, then that's different, but I'm talking about the men that you want.
Okay, so you're saying like in the hoeing stage, I guess.
Yeah, the hoe phase.
Oh, go for it. Go, share. I mean, they're already shared anyways, so.
Sharing is caring.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
And the hoe phase. For the hoe phase. Only for the hoe phase, I allow it. Because I really don't give a fuck. But.
I'm telling you, man. Once
that becomes your man, you better.
But other women might want him too.
Oh, well, then if he don't want them, then, well, a guy wants everybody. So.
That's not true either.
We're not going to get into that type of topic.
That's not true. Kind of is. No, I can speak for myself. Kind of is. Oh, I'm single right now. Ladies. Wait a minute. Where's my guy, Val? Ladies, share the men that you want. It makes the world an easier place. Open yourself up to dating people 5'11 and under.
Okay, 5'11 is like, it's just an inch away from 6 foot. So it's not bad.
So what's wrong with 5'9?
It's too close to 5'8.
I'm done. Tell the people where to follow you.
You can, oh my.
It doesn't matter. Spell it out.
Okay, it's Karen with two N's.
This is not the Karen that you guys like shit on.
Yeah, I'm not an actual Karen, I swear. I want to change my name, but you guys should just start calling them negative Nancy's again because it's not Karen is not the name. So it's Karen with two N's, period, B, underscore, underscore.
There you go.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on and shitting on people that are 5'9". AKA me, but that's fine.
Oh,
yeah, get him some edibles. We'll get him some Eddies and change the. Yeah, you owe him a pack of Eddies.
And I'll be fine.
Yeah, please. Okay. Bye. Thank you, Karen. Bye. Yes.
You see?
Yeah.
This was not staged, all unplanned.
Yeah, Karen came out and I was like, hey, Karen.
So, ladies, I'll ask this question again now. Now that we actually seen one answer, should women share the men that they want? There's no such thing as too tall.
George Mirison is too tall for y'all. I don't give a fuck.
He might be the cover art of this fucking episode. His fucking face is goofy ass.
George Mirison.
Because you can't be tall and goofy.
He's doofed out in his knees. My trainer term for today is knee vulgus. That means when you knock, it's like knock-kneed, basically. And he's so tall that all his hips and everything cave in. So you want that lady's go ahead. Too tall. Shit.
But yeah, back to the fisherman and the sniper.
All right.
You said you were fisherman, but you're trying to what?
I want to be an exotic fisherman, so I want to go for the tuna.
Tuna's exotic?
No, fishing for tuna is exotic. You get paid big money when you catch a tuna.
Okay.
It's big money in getting tuna. So you can have the fish.
That's the chicken of the sea.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to go for the fucking whiting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I take care of myself.
You don't
want to
go for the white manna.
I don't want to go there. So if I take care of myself and present myself a certain way, then I would love for my women to. Of course, my taste might be a little bit different because of how I conduct myself and take care of myself. So if I was to have tuna, you only get one or two because you get a couple $1,000 per, supposedly. Mm-hmm. So I'm not out there getting a fucking truffle or a trout 50 whiting. Also, I like, you know, at that point, you know, as harsh as it sounds, it's a process of elimination. It goes like that for me, too. Who fits what you're doing at that time? And is there longevity within the situation? Or are you guys just there for not a long time, but a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a tuna fisherman.
Tuna fisherman.
Yeah, not the fucking, what's the nasty tuna they have? You got the real tuna, then you got like the tuna particles. Shit. Chunk light. I don't want the chunk light.
You don't want the chunk light?
Nah.
I like the
chunk light and fucking oil. He's stupid. I like the chunk, baby.
I like the chunky chunk.
I need the real one in water, okay?
Yeah. The oil ones is nasty. Even when I used to eat tuna, ew.
It's just the consistency, man. All right, we're going to go off on a wild tangent on our favorite tuna sandwiches next. Let me change. I like my bread cut a certain way too.
I do, in triangles.
Only moms can cut the bread a certain way. I actually do it for Avery now. I'm getting much better. But let's not go on a tangent.
Let's
stay on topic for Brian Carmichael.
Yes.
Okay. I love you, B.
So how do you tell us about this playlist, because we're wrapping up. We're about to lose people's attentions, man.
Let me tell you real quick, man. This is what was on my playlist. I'm gonna read it down. So, I'm sorry, Sarah. So yesterday I had some joint. It's cardio day, mind you. You know, Columbia's da 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 da. So boom, I had the Ape Shit Jersey Club mix. Right, I had Bust It by DJ Lil Man. I had, look this up, Ass on the Floor featuring Swiss Beats. That's Diddy and Dirty Money. Fire. Then I had a Drip Too Hard Club mix. And then I went medium with it, and I put a little joints in there like...
You went mid?
Yeah, I went
that
mid.
That was probably where it went left.
I went Favi, Sosa, I'm at this bitch with the Wooski. I'm going to tell you what that did. People know the words to that, so they're more compelled to move as they know the words, and they're dancing during the break. So I meticulously placed these songs. And then, I think Max was taking a class with Sarah. So I had him DJ at the end of the class. And he played Ugly by Bubba Sparks. He played some other joint. Man, I'm sorry I didn't play Crawling in My Skin.
What's the name of that song? That song
I think it's Slipknot, yo. Crawling in My Skin or some shit. Into the, I don't know. The song is fire. But sometimes they don't call for that. Like, I had to play the jerk. You got to read your crowd. And I had some EDM, fuck that, you know what I mean? Glow stick music. Crack your glow stick and just run all over the place. You found it?
No, I think it's like looking for this
crawling on my skin. I don't know. It's called, look for Slipknot. Slipknot got a really fire song. Shout out to my boy Kareem. He played this video when I was younger. There's a bullet that goes through mad walls. It's like a story of a bullet when you shoot it.
I think it's this.
Oh, dude.
Let's see. Why? Is this it?
It might be a little, this shit better speed up, because this shit is... Yo. Uh-oh, we about to call some skin. Oh, we about... Here we go. You better fast forward. You about to get kicked off air, bro.
Oh, fuck it. Oh. I think this sounds like this is it.
This is it. Sarah would have went nutty on skin.
All right, enough.
I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. I wouldn't mind rocking that joint now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to get their little music on. You know what I'm saying? I play certain joints lifting weights that people would never fucking guess. Like Mariah the Scientist featuring Lil Baby.
Oh, Mariah the Scientist.
Is it Mariah?
Good. She look good.
She's nice.
We're creeps.
Good creeps.
Mm-hmm.
We just ain't nothing nasty. We just whisper. She looks so good.
She does. Tell them where to follow you, man. Cause
all right. So first of all, welcome back. We're back on our bullshit. Let's fucking go. Listen to the podcast, man. Let's go. We're gonna post this 1,000 times. You can find me at I am Shane Timberlake. I am no more D Rod. I am Clyde with the slides, cause that's all I wear is slides. Hey, boys are back in town. Fuck
yeah. Goddamn right.
Fuck yeah. Tell them where they could have found you at.
You could have found me. I'm not Shane Timberlake.
No, I'm saying you could have found me at the Mexican border.
Oh, yeah. 7 hours. I'm on the border, the Mexican grill. All
right, yo, we love y'all. Appreciate y'all. We need you to re-tap in because it's going from here on in. The fire is back. The boys are back in town. Drop the mic. Oh, Google Bob Barker. That's the microphone I was on his old podcast. I love y'all.